This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
So the way this works is that you open up the link on any web browser on your phone. In the top right corner, there is a button that says...
That's the voice of Andrew Glover. He's one of the founders of Immersive Technology Studios in Barrie.
You tap that VR button and you place your phone in the headset.
Right.
And here you go.
Whoa, freaky, man. That's me. Apparently, virtual reality brings out my inner Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
What are you seeing? What are you experiencing?
I am seeing a white picket fence, which looks like the entrance to the graveyard.
You're hearing me take a test run using just a smartphone and an inexpensive headset while I'm standing in one place in a VPR recording studio in Colchester.
Do you feel like you're really there, though?
I feel like I'm there, but I'm looking through a set of binoculars.
And now to the reason for Glover's visit. An autumn hike got this art, nature, photography, and technology lover devising a way to share Vermont's mountain peaks and scenery with everyone. Andrew, thanks so much for coming in today. The project is called Vermont Peaks. So in a super simplified nutshell, you and your team plan to lug up tripods and high-tech photography equipment to Vermont's mountaintops and then take these really high-definition images, and then kind of weave them together back at your Barrie headquarters and make them into like a, you know, an interactive 360-degree virtual reality.
Vermont Peaks is kind of the collision of art and photography, nature and technology, really combined into a unique virtual reality experience where we hope that people will be able to experience the views and really just kind of the awe-inspiring mountaintops of that Vermont has to offer.
What was the catalyst for this photography meets technology VR project?
I'm an avid hiker. I love getting outdoors and hiking from Underhill State Park right up to the top of Mansfield. Last fall, we started down low, and it was blue skies, beautiful foliage. And as we got higher and higher, we hit a level. And all of a sudden, we went from warmish to snow. And I'm seeing snow above me and beautiful fall foliage below me. And I say, I need to capture this. I need to share this. So I take out my phone and I dial FaceTime. And my parents, who live in Virginia, and they're avid hikers, I flip my phone around and I'm just showing them this amazing, beautiful view. And my dad says, well, that's really great. I wish I could be there with you. And I'm a technology guy and I'm an art guy and I'm a nature guy. I said, well, what if you could? And that got me thinking and coming up with a solution to be able to share the experience of being on top of Vermont's most beautiful mountains with the world. And that's really what Vermont Peaks is all about.
But convince me, though, that virtual reality is the way to share nature and art and photography.
You know, VR has the opportunity to open up the world to places that people can't experience themselves. You know, there's a lot of people who would love to experience Vermont's peaks that don't have access to them. I think that this is just an amazing project that can help inspire people to really get outside and see this is the world that we get to live in. And that's, there's nothing more motivational than that. There is something just very therapeutic about being outdoors. And that's an experience that I think that people lose as they're online more and more and having more and more screen time. And my hope is that by viewing these VR experiences, that it will inspire them to put down that screen and get out and explore the world.
And also, you want to share these amazingly high-definition photographs of Vermont. But talk about the other benefits of virtual reality.
I think that, unfortunately, right now, VR has a bad rap for a few different things, but most importantly, that it's a really big challenge as it tends to be inclusive. You put a VR headset on and now nothing else in the world matters to you because you're stuck in this little viewport. And I think that VR has the opportunity to help in a lot of different ways, whether it's from sharing artistic representations of the world, whether that's a tour of an art gallery across the world, to educational purposes. One of the things we're really looking at doing is possibly using this Vermont Peaks project as a launching point to go and do other places that people want to experience, culturally significant sites. You know, how cool would it be to be able to walk through Ellis Island or the fields of Gettysburg? I think people get hung up with the VR. Oh, it's a gaming thing. Gamers are going to put on this headset and they're going to ignore the rest of the world. But you can also use VR for a lot of good. And that's kind of our final goal for this whole Vermont Peaks project, is to show people this is one of the fantastic uses that it can really have.
Thanks, Andrew, so much for letting us know more about your Vermont Peaks project. And we look forward to seeing it in the future.
Thank you.
And one more quick note going back to that test drive that I took of the VR headset. Glover explained to me that to be fully immersed in that sort of technology, it takes some pretty high-end equipment. And his company is really aiming for accessibility and affordability. And that's why most people who back his Kickstarter campaign for Vermont Peaks can get this headset for a $25 investment. Plus, Glover says,
we're building this future-proof, so the images that we're taking are 16K. Your TV only displays 4K if you're lucky.
So that the headset can change and grow with technology, and your images will still be as crisp and clear.
Exactly.
As, yeah. Okay. Wow, that is so cool. Find out more about this virtual reality, art, photography, nature, and technology project called Vermont Peaks and its Kickstarter campaign, plus VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes' interview with Andrew Glover at VPR.net.